All right, we're here in College Station at the Nissan Heisman House, getting set for Texas A&M and Auburn. I'm here with an Aggie legend, a former Dallas Cowboy, Datwin, with me. What's it like for you to be back on campus, certainly for a game like this that perhaps is the game of the weekend?
Yeah, it's always great to come back to College Field and come back to College Station. So for me, anytime to get a chance to come back, it's always unbelievable. It's something that I always cherish. It's memorable and a lot of good things throughout my career. My life really is here, so it's like my second home. So when I come back, and on top of that, you add a top 15, top 20 ranked team coming in, and I think that's going to be fun for us to watch, and it's going to be always good. The fans and everybody, I think they were ready for this game, but anytime you bring a top 10 team in here and have a chance to upset them, I think that's what's fun about the game of football.
You had a chance to interact with some of the fans, also do a little Q&A earlier today with Neil Everett as well here at the Nissan Heisman House. What's it like for you? Like, how enjoyable to interact with the fans yet again? And obviously, I heard you telling some great stories about your past and kind of some of the memories that stand out.
Well, I think the fans don't get enough credit. I think as players and as former players, I think a lot of us don't understand how it all works. In order to be a student athlete, yes, the university is paying you for your scholarship or the opportunity to go to school and be a student athlete, but the fans are the reason why you are a chance to play the game of football, no different from a professional level. Merchandise, tickets, you think about it across the board, they pay for your base and your scholarship. For me, without them, there's no student athlete. Without them, there's no professional athlete. So I always appreciate the fans, and I was fortunate to taught at a young age and to realize that, hey, you got to give back to the fans, because the fans are the reason why college football is the way it is, and also to have a chance of being a professional athlete. Without them, there's no opportunities.
Well, what is your reaction? You mentioned, you know, how important the fans are, but what we're seeing in California and other states potentially with the idea of allowing players to go out and be able to get endorsements and be able to profit off their likeness, essentially.
Well, I think that not everybody's fair, and I think that is. There's a lot of value on that, and a lot of people would pay for that. So I think it's an opportunity for guys to even interact. Like, for example, if you're a good player, not everybody's going to make it to the National Football League. Not everybody's going to have a great career in the National Football League. So for them to understand, hey, you market yourself, and you're a product. Just like anything else, it's like a shoe product, a car, whatever it is, you're a product, and you're going to have a window to go in and get the money or get to use your name. And I think that's the thing that I'm all for it, because it'll be great, because they'll teach them business and they'll meet people and networking for them for the future. Because now, hey, I did a deal with this guy with, say, for example, Geico Insurance. Oh, guess what? Oh, nowadays, you got a relationship there, right? And Geico guy might go some State Farm, whatever it is. It'll be, so there's a lot of ways, a lot of avenues to allow student athletes to have a chance to experience the networking and also how it all works in the business world about a branding.
We're talking with Datwin here, ahead of Texas A&M and Auburn here in College Station. For you, watching this Aggie football team, the way they've started the season, you've seen the quarterback play. Kellen Mond had his best game of the season last week against Lamar. Certainly a step up in competition. What do you make of this year's team and their chances today against Auburn?
Well, the team's a lot better than it was a year ago. I can see that physically. We're finally having some depth, I think, at the D-line. I think injuries does hurt a little bit, but I think overall the defense is more competitive. I think we have more stout. I think we're going to have a chance. I know the way that we're going with the offense. We got some good receivers outside. Running back's going to be a little question mark, right? And I think that's the part of the deal. Every year is going to be different. Every team's going to be different. You're going to have injuries, and how you adapt. Where's the next man coming up? And I tell the story earlier about myself. You know, a guy got injured, and guess what? It was my opportunity. So all these guys got to understand that there's an opportunity, and every year is going to be different. The one thing that is stable is the head coach and the quarterback. So those are two most important positions of the team. So as long as we have that, we'll have a chance. And then I think building the team around the head coach and the player, I think now I have a chance to be very competitive. And I really like the team this year. Unfortunately, we didn't perform as well as we did. But I think it's the learning process. You're not going to win every game this year. You're hoping that hopefully you build till next year. And I think next year is going to be the year for us. This year, we still got to finish this year out, obviously. But I like the team. I like the direction we're headed.
Lastly for you, I got to get a Cowboys question in. Yeah. Everybody talking Cowboys football with the start to this very young season, the play of Dak Prescott. What are your impressions of what they've been able to do here the first couple weeks?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable watching them. And I think nobody gives credit to John Kitna. I think everybody's talking to Kellen Munn, but John Kitna is a quarterback coach, and you see Dak Prescott, his play, the way he's throwing the ball, the way how accurate he is a year ago. I don't think you can say that because the ball could come out any other way, skip, hop, whatever it is. But just the lead of that play, the guy, the way he's playing, he's hungry, and I think this team is very unique. I don't think they really realize how good they really are, and it's kind of scary because they're so young. You got a great receiver in Amari Cooper, Zeke Elliott, obviously. You get the triplet there, and you get the surrounding cast, you know, the defense. The linebacker crew might be the two of the best. Smith and Vanderish might be the two best young linebackers or tandem that I've seen, or maybe in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, the guys have been athletic, fast, quick, athletic, tough. I've never seen a group of guys or two, with Sean Lee and third of that, a group of linebackers that are that deep and that athletic.
I know you got to run. Thanks so much for the time. I'll let you enjoy the big game today.
Okay. My pleasure. Thank you.